Our Gemara is one of the defining sugyas of the sugya b'chlal of Hutra and Dechuya. Our Gemara says, and we learned last week, that Chazal established a din that mafrishim in abayis. Why mafrishim in abayis? Because we're afraid that we were choshesh. We want to be choshesh, the Kohen Gadol will not be a boil nida. It will be a boil nida, more or less ba'ones, because she's muteris, but we're afraid that that retroactively it'll become clear that she was benida b'shas chibur. So the Gemara says that Chazal were makbid lihafrish mi beisai, but they were not at all makbid lihafrish mi tumosai, mi chashash tumas meis. Some say, like Rashi says, because there's no restriction. Right? Some point out to the Gemara in Daf Chesamad Beis that the Kohenim were negeya with the Kohen Gadol. But whatever it is, Rashi's Lashon over here is, they didn't make a takana to limit the traffic and limit the towards the Kohen Gadol, limit his accessibility from other people. So the fact that Chazal didn't make that takana, so that's a machlokes between Rav and Ravina. Does that give us a raya that the Tumah Hutra Betzibur? Rava holds this is a raya Tumah Betzibur. Chazal could have made such a takana. They did make a takana when it came to Boil Nida Kenida. So there was a decision not to make a takana to limit his access from other people. They were Mafrishin Mibesa. They could have been Mafrishin from all non-essential people. And Ravina says that it was a different metric. That there is a question that Chazal made a takana to be choishesh for a tumah shchicha, but not for a tumah shalai shchicha. That somebody will drop dead in front of the Kohen Gadol, that's a milsad lai shchicha. So Chazal didn't make a takana for milsad lai shchicha, and therefore Ravina says our Gemara is still consistent with tumah dechuya b'tzibur. Okay, so the Gemara now says that Nakuda, that's a machlokes whether our Gemara is a raya for Tumut Betziv. In other words, Rava says since they were not Chayshesh for Milsud Leishchicha, they both agree that the Milsud Leishchicha. But Rava says from the fact that they were not Chayshesh for Milsud Leishchicha, that shows Tumut Betziv. And Ravina says, Kacha. Darke shel Chazal. Rava might say, don't speculate, it might say that Yois and Yom Kippur, so we did various malos in order to make sure the Kohen Gadol was accessible, was available. So this would have been Kedarkim shel Chazal, this would have been another mala. Elamai, it's not going to be a problem b'chlal because of Tumut Hutra. In other words, the machlokes between Rav and Ravina is, can you bring a raya from the fact that Chazal didn't do a mala, given the context of Yom Kippur? Okay, so the Gemara says, so this nakuda about Tumut Dechuy Hutra B'tzibur, so that's a machlokes between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman. And then the Gemara's Magdir, Tula Shoinois, in what's the Machlaikis? In other words, we are familiar with saying that with the Lashon of the Ritva. Lashon of the Ritva is that Hutra means Shar Yeheter Gomer. Bein Le'inyan Abaylim, Bein Le'inyan Amakrivim. Doesn't matter if the Baal could be Tamei, the Kainim could be Tamei, Bein Le'inyan Tumas HaKorban. So the Ritva says, what's Tumah Hutra? So it means that there's no Iser and there's no Psul. The Korban doesn't become a Korban Psul. We don't override. In other words, there's a fix. The fix says, move around the Tumah B'tzibur, so let's find Koyanim. says, no, we still live Paisa, we still live the base of, we still define the base of, we don't define the excess, the, which kainim are available based on Tumah and Tara. There are Paisas in place. So that's the din of Heter Gomer, right? Heter Gomer, right? That's the Rambam defines that if you hold Hutra, so it means it's not Shabbos. It's like a, we don't look at it as if it's Shabbos today. So that's Lagabe Pikach Nefesh. So that would be, that's the din of Hutra. And the Dechuyam, so the Rambam's Lashon is that Rivnei Tachak, right? The Rambam says that So the Lashonis are consistent. Hutra means it's not, there is ke'ilu, there's no Iser. And Rambam says, no, there isn't Iser, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we override the Iser. So the Gemara says, so what's the nafkamina, whether the Rebbeinu Shalom said there is no Iser, or we can override the Iser, Halacha L'Maaseh should be the same thing. So the Gemara says, basically, how much tircha do we have to extend in order l'kayim shneyim, like the Gemara says by Asay Dechalois Asay. So Efshel l'kayim shneyim, that's a din of Dechiyah. So what's called Efshel l'kayim shneyim? What's called Mibnei Adchak? How far do we have to go in being, in respecting the fact that there is Tumah? So our Gemara is two Lashonis, right? The first Lashon is that if there are members of the base of that are Tor, so everybody says we use the base, the members that are Tor. You're in the base of Mikdash. You're in the Kainim who are assigned to do the Avoid. There are Kainim who are Tahirim. So everybody would hold that is, there's no tension. There's no tzairich, there's no tumah that would require us to push it aside. However, if the entire base of is tameh, do we go to another base of? So that's the machlokes with the tumhutra duchuya. And then the Gemara says lishna basra, no afilecha diketarnus vein behu base of. You have that same base of. So this is one of the defining concerns. In other words, our Gemara, there are two chidushim in our Gemara. Lagave, the general din of Hutra Duchuya. Right? Hutra Duchuya is Lagave, Pukach Nefesh and Shabbos. Hutra Duchuya is Lagave, Meis Mitzvah, we Paskin Duchuya. And Korban and Shabbos. So Lagave, all these situations where the Torah says that the mitzvah overrides an Iser. So in each case, Shatnas and Sitzis, in each case we have to evaluate what's the getter of the override. So our sugya explains to us that there's a machlaikis in exactly where there is a machlaikis. Right? So the easier piece to understand is that there was always a machlokes. In other words, you have the same base of have tamei mutar. So behold, the tumah hutra betzibus. It's a tzibus tamei. You roivet are tamei. I could find a few kainim who are not tameiim, but I have roivet tzibus tamei. So that means that the tumah has been lifted, and if you hold tumah dechuyim, we hold like Rav Sheshes, so the Tumah was, the Torah never lifted the Tumah. The Torah said, you can be Deicha the Tumah. Over here, there's no reason, there's no Dechiyah necessary. Elamai, so that would be an easy way to understand it. The harder Lashon is that the machlekes only begins if I have to go to another Beis Av. So they, I have Reva Tzibur Atameyim. L'chora, it says B'mayadai, it says Adin L'gave Korban Pesach, Ish Nidchev L'Tzibur Nidchev. So that means we should say that Tum Hutra B'Tzibur. Afal Pikein, the Gemara says, no, Tum Hutra only begins if I cannot, if I don't have Kainim who are to Hirim in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, I have to, if it means getting other Kainim. So then there's a machlaikis hutra duchuya. So our sugya, first of all, defines when is the chalois din of hutra duchuya. In other words, whether you hold duchuya or hutra, that's the chalois din. When is the chalois din? So our Gemara has the machlaikis when the chalois din is. And then our Gemara has another chiddush. What's the other chiddush that the Ritva points out? What exactly is, what are Rava and Ravina arguing about? So the Ritva points out that Rashi goes out of his way to say that Af Korban Shaloi Daiches Atuma, Shemizamane Kabua, Vikorbonoi Tolui Boy. Rashi goes out of his way to say that our sugya is discussing not only the heter to bring the korbanus, what we call the korbanus sivur, the musafin, the sarlachatas, but even the korban of Aaron HaKoyen, which has, however we learned, he comes from his own funds, av korban shaloi doyeches atuma. Why? So he says, sharei zmanoi kuvua, we have to get the right gears over here. The korbanoi, no. This should be shindig your size. The korban at tzibur toli boy. Why is it a korban tzibur? Number one of the tchunas of a korban tzibur is moyadoi. That's a discussion. Tosfos points out there's a stiras asugyas. Whether the what is the element of tzibur that's being doicha? Is it that Kadosh Baruch Hu said a tzibur gets greater latitude, or a tzibur has a zmanoi kavua? Is it the moyadoi or is it the tzibur? So the Arashi covers his bases and he says that this is a zmanoi kavua, and it's not a korban tzibur, but the korban tzibur is totally boy. The Ritva points out that later in the sugya, and Zayin Aleph, the Gemara is going to say, no, Eli Shul Aaron is a korban yochid. So the Ritva says, why did Rashi go out of his way to push himself and say this refers to all of the korbanos? The Eli Shul Aaron, afagav kivilei zman. We're going to say later on, Kevin, the Yochum had been in La Soisa Betara. The Gemara will give a teretz later on that Koyin, Aaron a Koyin's Ayel is a Korban Yochid. That sounds like an unnecessary comment of Rashi that he had to make. So the Ritva says an amazing horror. The Ritva says that V'yesh Loimar Dehosam Hu Shaloi La Soisa Betum Mamish. That's, he says, Tosfos says differently. That Tosfos says, "Afagav de ele korban yochid, mishum eloi bilvad le rotzel afrishoi, ki roi vavoides leis v'korban asar shel tzibur toli boy." So the Ritva says that the definition of a tzibur is a sliding scale. It's a strange aura. But he does point out the two parts to the Ritva. One is easy to understand, one's hard to understand. The easy part to understand is that our sug is a chiddush in Duhuya Hutra. What's our tzibur pointing? What is our sugya? What's our sugya maisif to the general sugya of Hutra and Duhuya that we haven't learned yet? Our sugya is maisif. Will Chazal in advance try to prevent a chalois tumah? So our sugya says that depends on the chuyutra. when I have a tumah de loy shchiach. So will Chazal say we have to go through hoops and be mafrish the koyin gadol from anybody so that we will not have to be samech and tumah to dechuyah? Right, that when Raivat Sibur is Tomei, then we have a Chalais Din. We have to figure out whether we're going to be Tuchayot. We have a person is in a Sakon on Shabbos. You have a Chalais Din of whether Hutra or Duchuy, you have a Tomei Meis. All right, so that we understand. Now the question is, I'm 7 days before Yom Kippur. Did Chazal create a system and were they Matriach, the Kohen Gadol, to stay away from people for 7 days so that if he becomes Tomei, we will not have to be Soimech, right? Tosh Rosh goes a step further. Would we, if he does become Tomei, would we say that the Hutra tells us, and if we would Paskin Duchuya, would we get another coin in his place? How important is the coin Gadol, whose mumun is a coin Gadol, how important he is to this particular situation? Machlaikas. Ridvan Rosh, but the Ridvan is pointing out to us is this is the this we would not know from other sugyas. In other words, we would know from other sugyas hutra dechuya affects how much tircha I have to extend in order to bring the korban beheter. How much tircha do I have to extend in order to be able to be to not violate Shabbos keilu when I do the when I do my pikuach nefesh. But our sugya says hutra dechuya is going to impact whether how far do we go in advance or how far did Chazal go in making their takonas. So the Ritva says a step further. And this is a hard to understand. The Ritva said that I can have a korban and legabe the sugya in Shabbos, and the sugya in Pesachim, and the sugya by, I will evaluate this korban as a korban yochid, right? And therefore, if and as a korban yochid, I will be more machmir, and I will I've cut no slack at all. But legabe whether Chazal should make a takon in advance, so there. I'm going to evaluate as a korban tzibur and now discuss whether how far we should go in being matriach the kohen gadol. Should we say give it the din of a korban tzibur dechuya and not be choishesh, no, and be choishesh, or give it the din of a korban tzibur and be choishesh? So that's the chara. In other words, the Ritva saying that the two separate parshas of Chalois Dechia, right? Ad Kerei Kach, that if, when I'm thinking about making the Tekon in advance, I would evaluate the Korban differently. But Lechora, that's the two steps in the Sugya, right? So our Sugya contributes to the Sugya of Dechia. Number one, it gives us the Geder, the Machlekes, the two Lashonos, how to be Magdir, whether the Sugya of the Chiyah is Chal, and number two, that when we line up our Nafka Minas of Dechuyah Hutra, so one would be how far Chazal go in making their Takonas, it might also be how far do I have to go, right? L'moshel Ma'adover Doimeh, the Machlekes amongst the Neisei Kelim Shulchan Aruch and amongst the Meir Hayra, how far do I have to go in preventing Pikuach Nefesh Deiches Shabbos on Shabbos? How far to Erev Shabbos, right? My wife is in her ninth month, so do I have to stay close to the hospital because maybe she'll go into labor and I want to minimize the Pikuach Nefesh Deiches Shabbos pathways, right? Do I have to stay, or the different ways of applying this? Or do I say she's not in labor, and if she was in labor Erev Shabbos, it could be that I may have to get close to the hospital. But if she's not in labor, she's just in the tkufa where she might go into labor, so do I have to take precautions over the course of Erev Shabbos? Who's that? Why would that?
This whole Batas would be an Hotra, right?
This is all. Well, this is no. The Zayis Emeris means if it's because it's when it's built Ishchiach. How far do we go? No, we could be Magdi. What are you saying about the Ritva?
The Ritva's hard to understand in the first place because if this is all within Ben Desira, we're trying to prevent the Kohen Gadol not being able to do the Avodah. Okay, but now if whether meaning if he's not going to do the Avodah, if it's Eloshel, because his idol is a Kerman Yachid,
yeah.
So he's not going to do any of them. We're going to have him back at Kohen anyway.
Right.
So then, why is there a chiluk in the hafrasha between his idol and someone else's?
The Ritva is addressing the point. Whether Rashi was correct in pointing out that it's an Eloi. You're asking why did it matter whether it's going to be.
The question are we going to find out before or not?
What?
I assume we're going to find this out before.
Well, but that's not what Ben Nazir is talking about. I mean, Rabbi Zosel Maris is going on Gemara and Bava Kamali.
Yeah. But, Nachnami, there's a. I think Nedav Yehuda discusses that in the Kuda, and that's correct. Nevertheless, the Kuda that we're zeroing in on is when Rashi pointed out Eilish L'Korvin. So Rabalowski is saying, well, it could be that we only find out when he brings, we find it in mid Yom Kippur that he was Tomei. So it could be such a nafkamina, right? So do we have to prevent ourselves from finding out mid Yom Kippur? But that's, I don't think that's so important. The important point is. What we can get out of the Ritva, what I mean, what we can get out of the Ritva is that the Ritva is willing to define Korban Tzibur differently based on when we're evaluating our Mahalach. So again, the easy...
It's not all the Rabbanim, this Ritva.
What's that?
It's not all the Rabbanim, this Ritva.
Okay, so...
I mean, he's saying, again, the Ritva, the Gemara says, we're within the mind number 200 Ritzibor.
Yeah.
The Gemara says, 200 Ritzibor, but if it's a Korban Yachat, it's Tayyach HaShav Tzumah, that's like, treated like the Ritva.
Yeah.
So if it says, which might be the Rabbanim, because I don't know.
Yeah.
But so they said, that din that we treat like the Ritva means if we know for sure it's Tomei, then we're Madi Fatar. But we don't have to go out of our way, since I would assume maybe it doesn't make a difference, maybe it's Hutra.
Yeah.
So we don't have to go out of our way to make to prevent it.
Yeah, but that's not what he said.
That's
again, the first point that Hutra and Dechuya will impact the planning of Chazal before, that's the Ha'ara that Ritva makes. All right, that's partial. That's our sugya. The Ritva is just pointing it out to us. So that's our sugya. That we have another din of Hutra and Dechuya in advance, how to plan. All right, then the... do we have Luchar? Would we have to have Einam Yudim available, right? In order not to have to be Samech on Hutra, there's no Sakana, but maybe a Sakana will come up. So Luchar, that's all part of this part of our sugya. The next Ha'ar of the Ritva, so it could be that it may only be impactful on the Rabbanan level, but the Lashon of the Ritva is that Tavul Inyan Leinitrach. So it means that so even if it's Chazal. Okay. Okay, it's still a tzarachi and gadol. Why you? You're saying it's just a tool of saying Chazal. We're not. That's the lashon is that Rashi calls it a korban tzibur. And the Gemara calls it a Korban Yach later on, so we're just using the Tzibur as a way of expressing the degree of Dechiyah. That's difficult. So our sugya does establish, right, how far do our sugya is saying that I have koinim in the next base of. Right, I have koinim, and I could bring them into Yerushalayim, I can get them from other place in Yerushalayim. So if I hold the tumah dechuyah betzibur, not hutra, then I don't have to get those koinim. If I hold tumah, if I told again, If I hold tumah hutra b'tzibur, according to the lishna kamam, so I don't have to get kayanim from the next base of. If I hold tumah hutra b'tzibur, then I have to get kayanim from the next base of. Right? That's the Rambam paskens that way. Umivneima machzirin ala Torah mi base of acher. And since the tumah is extant, so therefore I need the tzitz to be meratzah. If I would hold tumah b'tzibur, I would not need the tzitz to be meratzah. That's the Gemara later on. The fact that the tzitz is meratzah, that means that it's a tumah. The Rambam doesn't say that that's the raya, but uvnei tzitzricha hatzitz leratzay soleil. Vayistachos, what will be the din if we pass tumah d'chuyah? What would be the din if I have kainim tarim in the base of next to me and I'm not chayz achrayim? I don't do that. I don't go the extra mile, right? In practical terms, what would be the din if it's bikuach nefesh deche Shabbos, but I could easily do the malach yedei shinoi, and I don't do it. I don't do yedei shinoi. I could easily do yedei nachri and I don't do it. What's the din then? In other words, the nafkaminus, let's explain a little bit better. The nafkaminus between the chuya hutra when it comes to pikuach nefesh lecha Shabbos is I can save the person's life by driving myself, or I can save the person's life by taking an Uber. And legabe the probability of saving his life is exactly the same. Absolutely no difference. They're not going to do a procedure to do the x-ray. It makes absolutely no difference. They're not going to deliver this baby till they do a certain amount of... No difference. So, if you hold Hutra, it's not Shabbos, it's Tuesday. If you hold the Chuya, so then the Rambam says, no, that Bisurei Medes, it's still Shabbos. Elu Mokim Shei Efsher. Here's Efsher. And that's how we know that Ashkenazim Paskin on Shabbos because nefesh is doyche, not it's tuchinat hutra, because the Rambam says that we try to do it b'shinui, and we're choyzer achren any Yehudi. So that's how we know that the Rambam says that tuma is dechuya, that Shabbos is dechuya, b'bnei sakonis nefashes, not hutra. Another nafkamina that the Achronim point out is the din of kol tzracha. Right? I have a person who's a chayla, is a chayla shish b'sakana, and I can be mechal on Shabbos to save his life. Now, what about if there are things that are not essential for saving his life? So can I be Machal Shabbos as well? So the Avad Yosef says that depends on when you hold Hutra Dechuya. The Ramos Mekel on that. Kol Tzrocha, right. And the Chavetz Chaim said it only means Kol Tzrocha L'Rabbanon L'Chazkai, to make him stronger. So that's how but that's why Erosk is correct. It's not clear that this is a good Sushtel. Avad Yosef holds that it's dependent, the two are dependent. Again, not so partial. So so our Gemara is saying, so what would Taka be the din if I'm in the situation where I can be Machal Shabbos al Yedei Goy, and I decide to drive myself, and I save the person's life? So I was Machal Shabbos Deiraisa, because I could have accomplished it al Yedei Goy. So l'chayra, from this Rambam, it sounds like that would be an Issa Deiraisa. That would have been Oiv and Issa Deiraisa, because he says, Elo Bisura Imedes. But if I didn't have to be doicha, then the isur b'mkoy meimedes. Right? I'm not saying a person who's bohol. Was that?
Even when you were doicha, that's the point.
Yeah.
There's no chilik. Either way, what is that? You want to avoid the isur at kamashavisha.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that. I mean, it's not that you did the same. You did the same isur d'oraisa. Whether or not there was another way.
Well, one time we did it beheter.
But so it says mutter. You still did the isur, though.
Yeah, correct.
But you're not
chayav
skila now.
No, if I did it beheter,
when did you do the beheter?
How do you know?
What?
How do you know that?
Kol omedes doesn't only mean when there's no tzitz merabzeh.
Okay. But good. But how do you know the next step? That what you're saying is correct. That kol omedes means, but it's different.
Okay.
I think there is a machleik. I think it's a machleik. Is Chasam Sofer Neid Yehuda? I think Chasam Sofer says when Kol Medes means it's Nisa Deraisa. Lu Yitzur that Vi Asra. Lu Yitzur, the guys that Sakonis the Fashers and the guys and you get, jump in the car and the guys who are giving you Asra. So it sounds like he holds that Be Nisir Skila. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, along the lines of what you're saying, it couldn't be that way. It couldn't be that it's Amid B'chom Radin. But I think that's a machlokes. Many years ago, I was trying to figure this out. This goes back maybe 30, 40 years ago. So there was an Odom Gadol. He wasn't so well known, Abshamsi Vigder. He was a Satmar Chosid. He lived in Mansi. He made Aliyah at the end of his life. He wrote several svarim. He called them Likutei Halachos. So he wrote a sefer Likutei Halachos and Pikuach Nefesh Lechesh Shabbos. He was very, very ill. He had a very severe kidney issue. And I remember I once tripped across him when I was in the hospital. I walked in and he was there. He was a chayla masukin. He had piles and piles of svarim around him. So he wanted to be engaged in learning. So I asked him this Nakuda. So without missing a beat, he said, that's a mefurish and machlaik nechassan sefer and nedir yudah. So, but l'chara from this Rambam, the Achorinim show, that's pshat by Mekayim Edes. What Baruch is saying is a possibility. Tzarech we have to bring a raya for that. But l'chara, that's what's yoytzi from our sugya, from the fact that the tzitz, l'ratis is required. Then there's another thing which comes out from our sugya, and that is the our sugya saying Mahadrinan the base of Acher. What about going further? What about going to Tzvas to get a Kayan? What about going to Tiberia? What about going to how far do I have to go in order to be able, in other words, when I hold, once we say B'mkoy Meimedes, so how far does B'mkoy Meimedes go? How far do I have to be Mashriach? So our sugya would seem to indicate that there is a gvul, there's a machlokes about whether if it's the whole machlokes is only according to the lishna kama if it is base of acher, right? But what happens if it's far away, right?
You assume shmaras are d'oraisa, and that's why it's based on acher and not anything else.
Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean the mishmar is the raisa. No, that means I have zechuyas. That means I have zechuyas. Mishmar is the raisa means a zechus the raisa. But that doesn't disqualify another kind. That's why. What you're saying is accurate in that it does define the pool that's available, right? But and what you're saying is accurate in that it would mean that we are that there is a gvul. You're saying that the pool the Eraisa establishes a gvul. Okay. That's a good aura. In other words, it's not an arbitrary pool, but it is a limited pool. So you see from that then that even when I hold that it's dechuya, but there is a limitation. Even dechuya holds a limitation, even though it's from Koimei Medes. This was a raging machlokes in the 70s. Before my time, between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Baruch Epstein, Rav Pinchas Epstein, yeah, he was the head of the Haredes. Shlomo Zalman, I forget who came first, whether Shlomo Zalman published first and Epstein responded, or
I think it was published Shmir Shabbos first.
And then
Epstein responded to Shmir Shabbos and Shlomo.
So then the sequence of events is that Pinchas Epstein wrote her Oros Bikoch Nefesh Lecha Shabbos in a Minchas Yehuda Siddur. And then, and that, Shlomo Zalman was a young man then. And Pinchas Epstein was one of the older Gedel Yerushalayim. What was the Nakuda? So there were three situations that Shlomo Zalman gave as an example that he thought that the Chuy is exhausted. One example was the electric wire that hangs down. One is the nurse who brings their food to the ward. And the third is waking somebody up to get medicine. Right, he says we paskin to chuya he Shabbos eitzel pikoch nefesh. So if an electric wire is hanging, is dangling, so that's a sakonis nefashis. A person will walk by. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said that you have to, that you're allowed to fix it. Sounds like it can even do a day rice to fix the wire. And Rav Pinchas Epstein said, why should you fix it? It's only dechuya. You take two chairs, take a cone, yeah, in yeshiva, the cone settles everything, right? And you put a few cones out, and you take a few chairs, and you sit there, and you have rotations, and you, it's dechuya. So Shlomo Zalman said, no, there is a limitation for how far dechuya goes. Shlomo Zalman brought a raya. His raya was in the Ramah, legabe meis mitzvah. Halacha is that if a kohen is walking by and sees a meis mitzvah, so then he deals with the meis mitzvah. What happens if he can call Yisrael over? So now he calls Yisrael over. Yisrael, if it's not clear from the mechaber how far you go to get the Yisrael, but the Ramah writes you don't have to hire the Yisrael. If the Yisrael says I'm coming, but the charge $50 per hour or something, oh. Then it, so Ramah says $50 an hour. It charges per hour. No, it's the chuya. The Yisrael Mekamei Medes. It says Vaistachois that you see that there's a limitation in even how it's called Al Ileitcha. Another example that he gave was the nurses come to the ward and there's not enough food for the cholim. So he says, so they're Chaylim Mesukonim, so you have to cook food for them for Shabbos. Whatever it takes. Haitza, you have to do a bishul, whatever it takes. So Epstein says, what do you mean? They all came with their own lunches. Take all the lunches of all the nurses. So they won't eat lunch today. And you give out your lunches. So Shlomo Zalman said, no. That there's a limitation in how far the din of the chuya goes. So tzarech lahagdir. So again, Yotzim Misugyin. Yotzim Misugyin is that the Torah says how the sugya begins. The Torah says that b'moyadai. The Torah says that mibne ish nincha leitzibur nincha. The way the Achronim say it is that when it comes to Pesach Sheni, so the whole tzibur could become tamei. So we say bring a korban Pesach Rishon. Why? Pesach Sheni is coming. The very fact that you don't tell the tzibur to wait for Pesach Sheni, l'chora that shows hutra. Right? Either it shows hutra or the limitation how far the chuya goes. But that's the din. Ish nidch, right? So v'loy tzibur nidch. What's v'loy tzibur nidch? We're telling the tzibur you don't have to wait till Pesach Sheni. It means you have an alternative. So either that's a raya that tumu hutra b'tzibur, or it's a raya that even if they tumu d'chuya, but there's a limitation how far you go. And then the Gemara has another lima, 10 later I'm sochem. B'moyadai filu b'shabbos, b'moyadai filu b'tumah. Rambam is difficult because Rambam paskins b'moyadai is matir Pesach on Shabbos, but I need the sugi that Pesach shen b'matir tumah, tzorchi and gadol. But so you have two limudim. So our Gemara is pointing out, but the limudim don't clarify for us whether Isur b'mkoyma imedes and the Torah was mati the Isur, or the Torah was mafkia the Isur. So the Ritva says defines huta being mafkia the Isur, even mafkia the tumah, even mafkia the psul. Ad kirekach. It's Tzarachiyah, not everybody agrees with that. The Rambam is Chorid, look at that. But that's if we hold Hutra. If we hold the Chuyi, Yisim Kamei Medes. So our Sugya says, until we have the different Nafkaminas, Yidei Goyen Shabbos, called Tzarachav, our Sugya is Machadesh, that it'll determine how far we go in preventing. But then our Sugya is the Sugya that's Magdir for us, how far one has to go if one holds that Tumah Hutra. So then there's a Machlekes Lishoinois, whether that means that I'm limited to this base of. Right? If I hold Tumah Hutra, then the Gemara says it could be that I still have to use a coin that's right there. Advice to Chois, that it means that the there's no Chalois Dechia. Right? Now there has to be a Chalois of the Parsha. It has to be a chalois where the iser needs to be pushed away lachar, where there is a dechia. So if the base, if I have a I have roivet zibra, but I have a koyin whose Torah can bring it, so then there's no chalois dechia. So memela, no one argues about that. Or do we say no? Then once I have a roivet zibra, the tame, so then there's a chalois dechia. So lachar, that's the nakuda between the two lishonos. What's mechal? The parasha of Dechiyah is what's mechal. The parasha of Dechiyah, the fact that I have a fact, I have a so-called nefoshes, that's mechal. I have tumah, that's mechal. So, or do I say no? What's mechal is that I have a stira between the mitzvah bring the korban and the iser bring the korban b'tumah. So, l'chori, that's the nakuda between these two l'shainas. Okay. Yeah, now he's got that scenario.